Paragraph 5 reads, most species of bioluminescent organisms live in marine ecosystems. Many types of algae, for example, occupy the surface of seawater, and their glowing abilities can be activated by disturbances in the water, such as the passing of large ships. Another well-known example is the scary-looking anglerfish, which lives deep under the ocean. Anglerfish are typically equipped with a large glowing lure that hangs in front of their mouths, which are filled with long, sharp teeth. The purpose of the lure is to attract smaller prey fish, a strategy that is especially effective in deep waters that receive very little sunlight.
So many of these bioluminescent species, they live in marine ecosystems, so they live in the ocean. So, for example, there are many types of algae that occupy the surface of seawater. And so they're kind of on top of the water, and their glowing abilities can be activated when there are disturbances in the water. So an example of this would be the passing of a large ship over it. So this would activate the glowing. And then another example that we mentioned earlier is the terrifying-looking anglerfish, which is a deep-sea creature. And so the anglerfish, it's this bony predator fish that uses its bioluminescent properties to lure in its prey.
So these things, they, of course, very scary-looking with the big... You've probably seen pictures of them, but this is kind of what they're most famous for, is this feature. Anglerfish. Angler just means fisherman, basically, so they're... It's kind of funny, this image of a fish going fishing, but that's what they're doing. And this is really effective because it happens in very deep water. So to find an anglerfish, you have to look pretty deep in the water. And it's very dark down there.